B-Pod Studios.
That's an app. Touch her and reach her back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in Game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
And Hamilton the Pig, the Canes good luck charm, was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House. Canes fans were very happy to see him here supporting the team.
Out of the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! 1-0 Bruins! One-timer out in front, they score! Marcus Johansson!
Tigers got into the far circle, walks in, he scores!
The Boston Bruins come from behind, have taken game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Game two is underway. Johansson to the high slot. Feeds left to the net. Fired. They score. Here's Krug off the faceoff win. To the far point. Drilled out in front. Mrazek. Mrazek the same. Rebound. They score. Flipped it. Right corner. Centered. Centers it again. They score. And Connor Clifton with his first Stanley Cup playoff goal. Bergeron might have a breakaway. Over the line, 2-on-1, right circle. Threads it out in front, backhand, they score! And the horn sounds, your final 6-2 Bruins. The Boston Bruins demolish the Carolina Hurricanes in game two. Rister deflected, Rask the save, rebound, Rask, what a stop! And then he stops the second opportunity from Niederreiter. Bergstrom centers deflected. They score! Chris Wagner took the slap pass out in front from Joakim Nordstrom. Stuffed it home. 1-0 Bruins. Rangy left circle, Marchand pulls it to the slot. Backhand. They score! Marchand with a backhand shot. A power play goal. 2-0 Bruins. The Boston Bruins have taken a stranglehold on the Eastern Conference Final.
What's up, guys?
They score! 88 able to redirect it home. David Pastrnak slams it in. A power play goal. Bruins 1, Hurricanes nothing. Controlled by Pastrnak. Centered, fired, they score! Patrice Bergeron with a rocket just inside the near post. A power play goal. And they lead 2-0 late in the second period. Puck intercepted by the Bruins out in front. Pastrnak shoots, they score! Bruins 3, Hurricanes nothing. Here's Marchand. He'll wheel out of the line into the slot, shoots, he scores! Everybody on the top line's got a cookie tonight, and they are celebrating on the bench. The Boston Bruins are going to collect their 7th consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the 3rd time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. The Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
Meal with school lunch. Now I spit a 16 straight with no punch. 98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and we Rich told me something, and he knew it would. I'm angry guy, but this actually infuriated me, and it should infuriate the entire audience. I'm not joking. All of you should see that this is the fall of the Roman Empire, that this is something that should not exist. But, you know, it's a free country, and Rich, what is this place called?
So it's something called Happy Place, which set up shop about a month and a half ago, and its stay has been extended. Now, it is something that has been put in it's a temporary setup inside of the abandoned Marshalls over off Boylston Street, right near Copley Square, and
Marshalls is almost like a cathedral now compared to what's in there.
So it's like, from what I've heard, it costs almost $30 to get in.
$35 if you buy the tickets online.
Oh, okay. Oh. So what is in there are about like 10 to 15 little tiny rooms that they have set up that are made for Instagram heaven. Where's one room that you go in there and there's like a giant chocolate chip cookie and you take one of the chips out and you put your face in the cookie and then you take the photo. There's another one that's a bathtub filled with rubber duckies and it's like, hey, I'm in a bunch of rubber duckies. And they, when they opened this thing, they invited a bunch of social media influencers, they were called, to go in and try it out. And the Boston Globe had the best article that was titled, Happy Place Comes to Boston and It's Hell. They said, so this is hell. That's the thought that kept rumbling in the back of my mind as I made my way through the slapdash innards of Happy Place, a grotty, tacked-together funhouse tailored to the Instagram set.
Like, and I like the idea that you took a selfie of yourself spending $35 to sit in a tub full of little fake turtles, or whatever that one is. And hey, look! Look at all these ducks. Huh?
They said,
oh, Kathy, I was on the fence about inviting you to the dinner party, but now I see you with these ducks.
They said, believe me, Happy Place needs those Instagram filters. Disneyland, this is not. The entire thing has the cheap artificial feel of a TV soundstage thrown together for the camera, which of course it is.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a real CGI and green screens. It's just garbage. It's going into a dollar store.
He said, look up and you'll see fiberglass insulation peeling back from the ductwork just outside the quote cookie room, where cookie wallpaper surrounds a giant cookie whose chips fold back so you can insert your face to resulting void for a photo. They said, look sideways in a corridor along which Don't Worry, Be Happy is suspended from the ceiling in glowing letters, and you'll see a slapped-together white siding thumbed with dirty fingerprints.
How many times do you think people have taken a picture in the cookie and said, some Mondays, I would really like this.
Or I need to come here after a long weekend when I don't want to get back to the old bowl and chain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, hello, sweets.
So Nick ended up going down there yesterday.
So we love Nick, and we're very happy he's alive. But
you don't need to.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
If this comes off a little macabre, it's because it's my idea.
Don't make excuses. It's brilliant. So, seriously.
So Nick went down and waited for some people to come out of Happy Place.
Yes.
Which, you know, I imagine them locked arm in arm.
Yeah.
Skipping out with their Instagram photos. Selfies of themselves.
75
oh,
IQ.
God. So let's go to Nick on the street outside of Happy Place over on Boylston Street.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, you can.
Where are you from?
Plainville, Mass.
Oh, very nice. So you traveled all the way here, and where are we right now?
Happy Place.
Happy Place. Now, can you tell me what Happy Place is?
I guess a pop-up museum is the best way to word it. It's a handful of rooms that give you photo ops, you know, Instagram stuff, just creative material that you can have.
Okay, cool. So how many rooms are there?
10, 15, at least 10.
You have an accent. Where are you from, like, originally?
I was born in Boston, pretty much, but I don't really have anything out of the ordinary.
It's just
my speech.
Okay, no, I'm sorry, I did not need to.
No, it's fine.
No, it's totally fine. So which one?
So he was happy, and now, stupid Nick.
And that wasn't the bit, by the way.
That was just Nick.
Where are you from? Well, apparently, the moon. Here I was thinking my entire life that I spoke correctly.
But it sounds like you speak of an alien tongue.
I didn't notice anything particularly interesting about the man's voice, but here we go.
What was your favorite room?
Cookie room, definitely.
What? The cookie room?
Cookie room. So they had like a huge tray of cookies and then like a cookie stand or two that you could just pull your head off of chocolate chips and stand in it. And then like, the whole walls are just, they're just like half-eaten cookies that you just take pictures with.
Leaving here right now, would you say you're happy?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you say it would make me happy?
Definitely. I'd say it'd make you happy if you went through it.
It's been almost a year since I almost died.
Oh?
Yeah, almost died.
What do you mean almost died?
Almost died. Nearly dead.
Right.
I got MRSA, and my girlfriend found me in my bed, and she brought me to the hospital.
I'm not sure about that, but
No. Hopefully this would bring me joy and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's it could definitely be a good time to walk through.
Good. I have a fake heart.
Yeah.
It clicks.
Really?
Yep. It snaps.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find happiness.
I really think this will help you with that.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Gladly.
Hello world, hear the song.
I got one prescription for you, Nick, and that's the Funhouse.
Did you hear that pause? I think there was even like, almost like in a mood, like a gulp.
Not happy anymore,
like,
are you?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Can I just hear that gulp? Can you just go back? All just right. Go back. I have to hear the pause. Because that might have been a good like 5 second, like, whoa, not sure what to say.
All right, let it eat. Yep, all right, here it is.
It clicks.
Really?
Yep. It snaps.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find happiness.
I think it's before that.
I don't know. Wait, there's so many pauses. I don't really know what I should do.
I think it was all over when he said.
You have an accent. Where are you from? Like, original.
I was born in Boston, pretty much, but I don't really have anything out of the ordinary.
Cool. I'm sorry.
As Nick celebrates his 1 year anniversary of
not being dead,
being found near death in his bed, he went out. What's the place called? Fun or something?
The Happy Place.
The Happy Place. We'll have one more instance of him ruining people's days.
What was your favorite room?
Cookie room.
All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's an app. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
And Hamilton the Pig, the Canes' good luck charm, was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House. Canes fans were very happy to see him here supporting the team.
Out of the slot, Camper, shoots, he scores! 1-0 Bruins! One-timer, out in front, they score!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You have an accent. Where are you from? Like, original?
I was born in Boston, pretty much, but I don't really have anything out of the ordinary. It's just my speech.
I'm sorry. My girlfriend found me in my bed, and she brought me to the hospital.
.985 The Sports Hub.
That's the one. That's it right there. That might be my favorite reaction from anyone in a while. Is
my girlfriend found me in my bed, and she brought me to the hospital.
Yeah, so there's a place called the Happy Place.
It's
it's this Instagram. It's made for the Instagram world that we live in now, where everyone wants to have the perfect picture of them in an awesome place, and they want to, you know, say, "Hey, look at this great life that I'm living." And when nothing is really real, it's all just this fake world that we all.
But it, beyond that, it's just garbage. It's just seemingly garbage.
Well, they even say that it's very cheaply put together in this Boston Globe article.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a bathtub filled with rubber ducks.
Well, somebody said the optimist. This is the person who reviewed it with all the social media influencers. They said the optimistically named glitter room is a grid of plastic reflectors hung on hooks. Next to it, white plastic chains dangle from the ceiling, surrounded by red walls. Quote, "They really look a lot better in photos," a press representative said, smiling weakly, as I stared blankly at the dollar store aesthetic.
Yeah, go buy a thing of tinfoil. Put it up.
And it's tinfoil.
Yeah, I got your big, your happy place now. All right, so young, sickly Nicholas went out to talk to people about their happy place experience.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Where did you just leave?
We just came out of a happy place. It's the Instagram place we take photos, and it's awesome. It's really cool.
What did you think of it?
It was really cool. It's really hot in there, though.
It's really hot?
Yeah.
How come it was so warm in there?
I don't know. They got a lot of lamps on for the lighting, so maybe.
Good pictures, though.
Great pictures.
Okay, great. And which one was your favorite? Can you tell me some of the rooms that they have in there?
Yeah, they have. There's a pineapple room where everything's upside down, and it's really cool. They have like
so it's a swinger room.
It's a swinger room. Show up with your upside down pineapple.
Yeah.
Hello.
There's a couple of old people that have gotten in there and they got the wrong idea.
Flower room, where you can take it in between the flowers and you stand on ladders and.
Okay, again, you know, there's flowers outside.
Yeah, I mean, Boston Garden is like right down the street.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, the public garden is right there. So if you want to, I'd say there's some pretty nice flowers there this time
take
of year.
Take a picture with the dumb ducks that are out there.
Get on a swan boat. Hey, I know this magical place where there's a giant swan that you can sit in and go around a lake.
They have all these, they have a confetti tank.
A lot of Boston-themed stuff.
Boston-themed stuff, City of Champions, really cool stuff.
How many photos did you take in there?
At least 100.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did a lot of bursts.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Okay, cool. Were you happy?
Yeah, I'd
actually,
say so.
Yeah, we were laughing a lot.
We were laughing. It was actually a really great time.
Do you think it would be beneficial for me? Because last year at this time, I was nearly dead.
Wow, okay.
I got MRSA.
Oh, do you still have it?
Well, no. Luckily, my girlfriend thought I was ghosting her, and she came down to my condo and went into my condo and found me almost dead.
Wow, jeez. Holy crap.
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Personally, I haven't had a near-death experience, but I don't even know how I'd deal with one if I did.
I was in the hospital for 5 weeks.
Wow, holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
My straw broke. Jeez. I can't sip anymore.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. I care.
I appreciate it.
That's tough. That's
I had an open heart surgery, really? And they put a new mechanical valve in.
Wow.
And now every time I'm in a quiet room, you can hear me tick.
Yeah.
Like, listen.
That's your arm? That's the valve?
So do you think if I went here, I would be happy?
I think you'd have a good time. It's fun. You take some really cool photos, and you laugh a lot. So I think
because, yeah, I've been looking for happiness for a while, and it's been rough.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a tough journey, but I think this place is awesome. I think it's a great place to get happy.
Okay, cool. And I think that's...
Did you hear his heart?
Yes. All right, I got to find his heart.
It's Tick Tick Nick.
I think this is it. I'm going all by vision.
You can hear me tick.
Yeah.
Wait, listen.
That's your...
Gosh.
How do you sleep?
These guys had pretty much a laissez-faire attitude towards your sickness.
Well, that one girl was just like, my straw's not working. And Nick's like, dude, I almost died.
Yeah.
Listen to my heart. It doesn't work like a normal human being's. My straw's not coming. My drink's not coming out of the straw.
Well, these are the people that took 100 pictures in some rat hole.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean...
Okay, can you do me a favor, Nick? The end of, like, the third period of a close Bruins game during this next round, I want you to record it. I want to hear what it sounds like.
Ooh. Man.
Someone scare him. And then put his heart on the microphone.
We should do that. Just have him mic up his heart. Just have people randomly during the show try to get your heart rate up.
Yeah.
And whoever can do it the best wins. Like, we'll do the best BPM.
God forbid he should go out and run and get exercise.
No, he's running a 5K. In all seriousness, all right. He's running a 5K.
Very nice,
that's right,
Nick.
This weekend.
Yeah, I'm proud of him.
This is kind of a celebration of the fact that he's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting back into shape.
My girlfriend found me in my bed, and she brought me to the hospital.
But the thing was, is that Nick was the biggest dick in that one.
Well, I mean, he didn't mean to be.
No. I just told him I was proud of him for running the 5K. I think I've allotted him enough niceness for the rest of this.
The minute he came out and said,
"You have an accent. Where are you from? Like, original?"
I was born in Boston, pretty much, but I don't really have anything out of the ordinary.
It's just
my speech.
I'm sorry.
Joe Murray says, "Tick Jamelli."
He's a human metronome.
You read a song from your heart.
Yeah.
Literally from your heart.
Guys, we got to lay down the bass track. Nick, would you mind putting a megaphone on your heart?
Oh, baby.
Christian, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to applaud Nick on his extremely awkward interview. It was just beautiful. It was just awesome to listen to.
Somebody said, "How would you not crap your pants sitting next to Nick on a plane?"
Well, you can't hear it like that.
No,
like,
you have to really. I mean,
they heard it. They heard it.
Didn't you put something up to your chin? All right, come in here.
You had them like bend over and like take a listen, right?
Yeah, I don't think that you could hear it if you're just sitting next.
They said they heard it.
Hey, I know, but
let me test it. Come here. Stand next to me.
Because I know you can hear it if you put it on the mic.
I didn't press it. They didn't go to my chest. They actually heard it.
They heard
really?
It just standing there. Outside. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can hear it. All right. You can hear it. I was about, okay.
Yeah, go to a mic okay, you can watch this on Twitch.
Okay, sit right there in that seat.
Because this is, I'm sure, captivating for everyone.
Okay,
but don't put it there. Put it like 6 inches from your heart.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can.
Is that still freaking you out?
No, but I've been working out a lot in the last few months, and since I've lost weight, it's getting louder and louder. The weight I had made it less...
Muffled it a little.
Yeah, muffled it a little.
How'd you lose weight? By running?
Running, diet.
Are you allowed to do like light exercise? I mean, you can...
Run a 5K.
I mean, I'm running a 5K.
All right. Can you run in place for 30 seconds so we can hear your heart after that? Does it speed up?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear that.
Or you want me to do a lap and then run back?
Just back and forth across the parking lot, maybe.
No.
I'll do a loop
just
over
run
there.
In place. Come on, just run in place. All right. That is really weak. Come on, go. Push it. Push it. Work for your segment. Work for your bit.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's see.
Okay. Shh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We went from love song to techno.
Now, are you denying yourself the fruits of delicious food and drink?
What do you mean? Like beer?
Like how? What's your diet like now?
Every morning I have oatmeal and a banana. For lunch, I have like a salad with like a pita or something. I'm out of breath. And then for dinner, it's like chicken or...
You would think after you almost died that you would want to... live a more hedonistic lifestyle.
No. I started gaining a lot of weight.
Because you were
not doing much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said you guys should put a mic to Nick's chest and do a human lie detector test. Anytime we think he might be lying, which he doesn't often, but if he does, like, you just have to put a mic down there. We would start questioning you. See how it would work.
Oh, this is a good idea. Monty, go ahead.
Why don't we just talk about how great Nick's dad is. That'll get his heart rate up.
Oh, he said, why don't we talk about how great Nick's dad is?
Yeah.
And then, okay. All right. Let's call Nick's dad and then have his heart like on the thing and see if the heart rate raises.
Okay.
Fine.
Hang on. Let's listen now. Just the fact that we mentioned your dad.
It's no, like almost no, stopped.
No, some, no. Some, Rich gotta go. Somebody said Nick's heart is in perfect time to Back in Black.
Damn it.
Damn it. No. It does kind of sound like... Let's see. Hang on.
Don't worry about calling Nick's dad. All right. I think we've milked that hard thing for as long as we can. All right. Your Boston Bruins. We can talk about that. Also, would like to talk a little bit about the replay in hockey because it's really starting to bother me. And that's all I talked about with people yesterday. So we'll do that. Here are the headlines.
My girlfriend found me in my bed, and she brought me to the hospital.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the pornos.
It's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good. Too good, too good.
I'm gonna be so hungover at work tomorrow, I'm not gonna do anything.
You love me. Yes. Welcome to the wonderful sound of Power Prime.
Ladies, I got you in the mood. Like
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And that series was such a joke that I don't feel overly excited right now. I did during the game, but now today doesn't feel like they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
How great did it feel, though, having one series where you didn't have that heart attack?
No,
that most people... you want to talk about having a heart attack, there was,
Right.
Nowhere near the Nick thing. Other than... Because even like a game one or a game two, you don't get too stressed out because you realize that, okay, they've got plenty of time to make it up.
After the second period of game one, I there was never a point where I thought they were going to lose a game.
You felt more of a... Your team had accomplished something when they beat Toronto.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure.
And even Columbus, too, because they were a very physical team, and they was back and forth, and you had a hot goaltender at the other end.
The time I knew this series was over, and I haven't done the negative mojo thing. The time I knew this series was over was when, in game one, that Carolina only allowed, or the Bruins only allowed one goal, and Carolina completely dominated them.
You see, I was a little bit later. It was that first period where Tuukka Rask in game three stopped 20 different shots on goal. I was like, if you can't score, and Tuukka's playing that way, because there was that one sequence that he stopped four shots within a period of like, what was it, maybe 15 seconds?
No, it was three rebounds. I mean, there was the shot, and then he got three rebounds.
And not just three, three rebounds like 5 inches from him.
Yeah. Right.
And he stopped all of them.
That's when I knew that, all right, they would have to play perfect hockey, they being the Hicks. They would have to play completely perfect hockey in order to beat this team, especially with so many scores now. I mean, we talked about it, 19 different players scoring. But there is one thing that did put me in the mood last night, and that was that I thought back to 2011 and that 2 to 3 weeks, the final, and then, of course, when they won it the week or so after that, that stretch of 2 to 3 weeks is my favorite 2 to 3 weeks of ever doing radio.
And think about it. If, the parade, everyone comes out, it's going to be in June. It's going to be at least 40 degrees of rain.
Well, but that does make, I mean, as we were talking about this earlier, when the Bruins are in the final, it just feels different than when the other teams are.
Yes.
And you even saw it by the parade that was done back in 2011. I mean, 2 million people showed up to that thing.
In fairness, though, it had been an awful long time since it's been since 72, so do the math.
I understand. And also, but you mentioned even the weather's part of it. You know, it's when the weather's nice out, a ton of more people come out. And this is a hockey town. That's the other thing. And Bruins fans are the best. And they're extremely diehard. And so I got kind of excited. And that was the first thing that made me think of it. Because me, like you, it wasn't a very tense playoff.
I'm telling you. Third period of the first game, I knew they weren't going to lose a game.
But there are indeed people who are writing think pieces about this whole deal. And Fred, I'm going to have to call somebody.
Hot take police.
On the Bruins?
On the Bruins.
It's idiotic. What? You're a moron.
There's a gentleman by the name of David Alter who writes for NBCNews.com. So this isn't like...
Yeah, this isn't
Joe
like,
Blow, I got an opinion about sports.org.
Yeah, right.
Does he write? Is he a sports writer or a news guy covering sports?
After reading this, I'm not sure.
Okay.
To be quite honest.
Does it really matter?
But this was written before last night's game. So the Boston Bruins are a win away from advancing to the NHL's prize championship round, the Stanley Cup final. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, it's likely they will get there. Although the Bruins have undeniably a talented roster of veterans and young standouts, there's a dark side to their march to the final. Star Brad Marchand.
Well.
His violent and immature antics on the ice and the free pass they've gotten from hockey officialdom taint any Bruins victory. More importantly, they tarnish the NHL's effort to stand alongside basketball, football, and baseball as the preeminent sports in the American pantheon, ones that elevate school over goonery. Well, I'm glad they've compared it to football.
Yeah, football, I'll tell you. Seeing a guy that's 6'3", 260 pounds, that runs a 4'6", come and nail some guy from behind. Yeah, that classy game of football. Or when you throw at a guy's head in baseball, yeah. Brad Marchand is the reason that the NHL is the fourth major sport.
How about we just compare the off ice or off field arrests, shall we? Between hockey,
this
NHL.
Was a guy in the back corner of his cubicle with nothing to do, and he said, "You know what? We need to write something about the NHL playoffs. This guy, no one likes this guy. This Brad Marchand guy, and the Bruins are playing well. Can you give me 750 words?"
He continues.
That's what that is.
Marchand entered the offseason with a reputation for being one of the dirtiest players in the game. That image has only been burnished over the course of the playoffs. All right. During Boston's second round series against the Columbus Blue Jackets, Marchand punched a player in the back of the head after a scrum. In the current series against the Hurricanes, he took a swipe at a player's head with a stick, leading to an altercation that saw only the Hurricanes get penalized.
Okay, fair enough. Marchand's dirty as hell, but... he's really going to a scrum? Like, has he watched hockey before? There tends to be some physicality around the net. And if I'm not mistaken, John, players are prone to hold their sticks laterally.
Yes.
Horizontally, and push.
Yeah, no, I've seen that a couple of times. Sometimes even after the whistle.
In neither case did he receive so much as a penalty. Instead, he went on to lead all forwards more than 19 minutes of ice time in the game against the Jackets. In the game against Carolina, the penalty the Hurricanes took led to a power play goal for the Bruins. If you're a fan of the Bruins, you love what Marchand is doing. If you're a fan of any other team, his outbursts are a symptom of a fundamental problem in the NHL, turning a blind eye when the difficult decisions needed to cement hockey's place in the Big Four of American sports.
Does he recall that Marchand had 100 points?
No, the offensive stuff isn't brought up. He wants to paint Marchand as a goon. So if I am a non-hockey fan and I read this, I think Marchand's like 6'4", 250.
Exactly.
And paid specifically to go out there and hit people.
Who's
like that.
Who's the big lug that they made? They're going to make a movie about.
John Scott.
Like, John Scott couldn't skate. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, his one job was to fight. Marchand has 100 points. And yes, Marchand is a dirty player. And yes, if he was on another team, I would hate him.
He's been penalized for it many times. He's been suspended, not this year, but in every other year, he's been suspended for it multiple times and fined, what, almost $1 million? NBC Sports Boston did a whole story on him.
Guess where
night.
This turns. Guess what angle this thing turns to. With a sharp right. Moreover, the NHL's supposed desire to favor skill over brutality can only be taken so seriously given that the league still allows
fighting.
Punching a player in the back of the head a la Marchand isn't okay, but two consenting adults can drop the gloves and grab each other's jerseys while fists go flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say yes.
And by the way, I think the Bruins were second in fighting majors this year with 25.
I thought they were first.
Okay, first.
Yeah.
And then back in either 2013 or 2011, they were first with 45. So, I mean, first or second with 45. So, I mean, it's ridiculous.
The NHL's
people like fighting. Well, I mean, they just do.
The players all agree that it helps. And there isn't even nearly as much as there used to be. So the NHL's official stance is that fighting earns a five-minute penalty. But the fact that it's permitted at all, while it's been effectively banned from Olympic competitions, is telling. The rest of the world has deemed that allowing two individuals to throw punches while observers look has nothing to do with the game and thus shouldn't be permitted. What does that say about the NHL? The old argument is that fighting is part of the game. It's tradition built into culture, but the culture has changed and the game is more exciting with highlight reel goals of dramatic saves rather than boxing matches on the ice.
Yes, we talked to Stu Grimson this week. The game's completely changed. It's much more skilled right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be a guy who goes out there and fights for a living. You got to be able to contribute. And I'll bring up again, Marchand had 100 points.
Well, I think they actually mentioned that here. They said, given Marchand's record, there's every likelihood that he will cross the line again. Officials must severely punish him and the Bruins this time. Brad Marchand is a 100-point player. He should be celebrated and showcased for his skill and not his pestering. But without the necessary discipline, a simple Google search about the highlights of the Stanley Cup playoffs won't be topped with his or anyone else's skills on display. Are you out of your mind? It will feature mistakes and immaturity. So, all right, when this is all done and over with, no one's going to remember one of the best lines in hockey all year and how they've absolutely lit it up to several games
so
in the postseason.
His thing is that basically hit a guy in the back of the head.
Yep, that was it. That's the one thing.
Because the whole cross-checking garbage in front of the net is just ridiculous.
By the way, Kadri had a worse postseason than this guy. Why not write something about him?
Because he's
and
not
he's got a
anymore.
Track record, too.
How do you not bring up the licking from last year? If you're going to really spotlight Marchand and all the bad stuff he's done, how do you not spotlight that?
Because the dude did a Wikipedia search.
Yes, exactly.
He went on Wikipedia and said, I'm writing an article.
I'm telling you, he was minding his own business. He was having a cup of coffee, talking to some people in the office, and his boss came in and said, I need this by the end of the day today. You have 3 hours, go.
Dan tells me this guy's from Toronto and he didn't even bring up Kadri.
Oh, God.
Just because he's from Toronto doesn't mean that he knows what he's talking about.
Well, good point. But
I mean, it's the easiest thing. Yes, Marchand would bother anyone if he was on another team. In fact, Marchand's annoying if you're a Bruins fan because he puts himself in situations where he'd be way better off on the ice than he would be off of it.
Someone said the writer is right. Hockey is desperate for more officiating. People want more penalties.
Yeah. After the break, we're getting into that. I'm doing 5 minutes on that. I cannot figure out the end of that San Jose game.
I love hearing the Bankroll Boys talk about, because now they've completely done a 180. They used to think that NHL was one of the least tainted sports as far as the refs affecting
the Mark Tonet thing is telling.
But haven't they gotten rid of two crews already this playoffs?
See, I don't know that. Have they? I do know.
I think they've gotten rid of two.
Did they
crews.
Get rid of the San Jose Las Vegas crew?
They've
they deserve
three,
to go
they've
after
had
that
three
major.
Three major calls go their way.
Yeah,
San Jose.
That was Game 7 against Las Vegas, where they got the 5-minute major they shouldn't have gotten, and
they
got
didn't
them
know
back
was,
in the game.
The most egregious thing is that hand pass. Where are you? Hang on a second. Just in terms of not seeing it. Where they didn't see homeboy fall. I mean, that's why they panicked and did all that crap. It's stupid and it should never have happened and they're idiots.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at
or not looking
when
at?
Someone's 3 feet away from the goal? Like, what are you looking at? The puck is 3 feet away from the goal. How in the hell is someone not? What possibly could you be looking at? What are you usually, the hot chick in the crowd? Like, what? The puck is right next to the net. He picks it up and throws it. How do you not? There's things behind plays. There's things that happen fast. I understand that.
How are you not able to review it? That's the main thing. Okay.
You shouldn't have to review it.
I know. It was egregious. There's two major egregious things that they upped up on.
There's four guys looking at this thing.
I know.
And it's happening right next to the net.
Like, what are you
with the puck?
If your eyes aren't on the puck.
Yes.
Then what is it on? Yeah. It came out of the sky. It, like, changed direction from the air. Like, that's the other thing. It's not like it was sliding around and, oh, I lost it. Like, it was literally in the air.
Yes.
And how does it go so fast from being up here at, like, chest height to boom, like, the under
net,
the ice?
The net thing was bad at no call, but...
That was really bad. Really
give
bad.
Give them the benefit of the doubt, though. Just they lost track of the puck.
I won't.
Okay, don't. But you... comparatively...
Yeah, I guess.
All right, you lost track of the puck. It was going fast. It's still egregious and still should have been disallowed.
Why didn't the NBC news guy writing about sports write about this?
This guy writes for The Athletic and Sportsnet, by the way.
Does he really?
Toronto. Not one mention of Gaudry.
Oh, my God.
Well, because they hate the Bruins and they're pissed that no Canadian teams are in there. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just
it's a mess. And
I
they got to change that rule.
Didn't see it.
This offseason, that rule needs to be changed. You need to be able to review that goal. I don't have a problem with reviewing
Don't review offsides.
Now, that's another thing. I mean, that sucks.
Offside, they have two guys focused on the line. Don't review offsides. Don't. It's unnecessary. If it's that close that it needs to be reviewed, then it's tough luck. You're going to review that. If I can spend 2 minutes in the whatever, like Arizona's zone, and then score, and then you go back 2 minutes in time to see that a tenth of an inch of my blade was over the blue line, but you can't see a guy in front of the goal throw a puck that leads to a goal. I mean, I don't even. There should be no reason to replay that. That I don't know how you can't see it. If you take every mistake that they've made, that is by far the most egregious.
I think any goal should be able to be challenged.
Okay.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
But
I think
not offsides.
I agree. Offsides should just be the eye test. It should just be the call. Yes. There should be no video replay.
There's two guys sitting there looking at the blue line.
Yep. And if they call it, they call it. You're screwed. And if they don't, whatever.
Right.
But you don't have to kill the game and stop for 5 minutes to figure it all out like we've had so many times this season. But in the playoffs, you should be able to challenge any goal.
Sure.
And you lose a timeout if you lose your timeout if you don't get it.
Yep. Yep. I mean,
did you hear that FanDuel, they refunded the bets over the Sharks and Blues because of that hand pass?
They should.
Which I thought was kind of a good move. I don't know if Vegas did the same thing, but it's a great PR move. They're like, dude, we know they effed up.
I mean, just that's all I could talk to people about yesterday. I don't know why it took a day, and then I'm like, what the hell is going on with this league? And these guys are supposed to be the best, correct?
Yes.
If you're doing an Eastern Conference,
this is a reward. This is a reward for being a very good on-ice official during the season, doing these games.
I stink. All right, Billy Jaffe is on a later flight than Ty Anderson, so he's going to talk to us. We'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Tutcher and Rich. Real nightmare. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Mike from Woburn. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
That guy, that article is just, you could tell it's written by someone who's not a hockey fan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Brad Marchand, in my opinion, has like transcended to the level of the greatest instigator in NHL history. He's better than Claude Lemieux. He's better than Dale Hunter. He's not as dirty. He's nowhere near as dirty. If that guy ever wanted to have, you know, his pearls clutched, he should go watch some of Claude Lemieux's highlights or Dale Hunter hitting, Peter Turgeon.
Yeah, and you can see Claude Lemieux break Draper's face apart on a hit and then a turtle, which is one of the most embarrassing. Would you agree that Claude Lemieux's turtle when Darren McCarty went after him is the most embarrassing moment in the history of sports in terms of the wimpiest?
In terms of personal impact, yes.
Yes.
And you know what, Fred? That's the greatest regular season, and maybe even if you want to include postseason game in NHL history.
Yes.
Because that game was the most entertaining thing ever. And you know what? You want to talk about the refs? The ref that game, Paul Dvorsky, the greatest call ever. Darren McCarty only got a double minor for that assault on Claude Lemieux, because Paul Dvorsky knew what Claude Lemieux was, knew what was at stake, and decided, you know what? I have to give this guy something, but I'm glad he gave Claude Lemieux something, and I'm not throwing him out. The guy that scored the overtime winner in that game, Darren McCarty. Greatest game ever.
Yeah, that was one of the great games of all time. You're shaking your head.
Locally, it was when Ulf Samuelsson turtled when Neely went after him.
Yeah, this was on a big stage.
No, it was a bigger stage. The Neely Samuelsson thing was a regular season game.
Well, no. What was the circumstances? So,
Samuelsson hit Neely and ultimately caused, I believe, the knee injury that cost Neely his career.
Okay.
I mean, Neely was a 50-goal scorer. He wound up being a Hall of Famer. But Samuelsson was the guy who delivered the hit. And so Neely went after him. And when he finally got a hold of him, Samuelsson turtled. He put his head under his arms. Locally, that's the standard here.
Yeah. Lemieux hit Draper from behind. It was gruesome. I mean, they thought that there was a good chance Draper wasn't going to play again. He didn't play again that season. I mean, he broke his face apart. And then McCarty goes after him, and he just turtles. It's amazing to watch. Now, in fairness, when the next season started and they played Colorado, which was such a fun rivalry because they truly hated each other.
Yep.
And they put McCarty out there, and McCarty just beat the crap out of him.
No, I know what you're talking about. I remember seeing it. Yeah. And Lemieux is one of the great agitators. So
the best. See, the hockey was so fun then, too, because I remember when the Red Wings would play Toronto, like when Lemieux was the coach of Detroit. He would put Probert out with the first line, like at the faceoff, and then you'd see Domi get off the bench and replace someone, and then they would just fight.
Yep.
As soon as the puck dropped, they just started fighting. All right, Billy Jaffe is with us, and we will talk to him, but first...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.